Well, it's great to be with you all again. And I've just been so much looking forward to today and to the baptisms. Just let me down a little bit. Congratulations to all those that are being baptized. Today we're continuing in our series on the sermon, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5. And our verse today is chapter 5, verse 7. Matthew 5, 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Matthew 5, verse 7.
خوشا به حال آنان که مهربان و بازگشتند زیرا از دیگران گذشت خواهند دید.
And what is this? What's the Farsi word for merciful?
Bora.
Bor?
Bora.
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 Bora. Bora.
Yes. Gozash.
Sorry?
What?
I can learn Farsi, I can. I want to answer some questions about mercy. Firstly, how does the heart become merciful? Or if you like, where does mercy come from? And the second is, what is mercy? What is a merciful person like? And the third question is, should a merciful person always show mercy? What if sometimes you have to impose a punishment? How does that work with mercy? And the fourth question I want to think about is, if God forgives us because of what Christ has done, why does Jesus say, you will find mercy if you're merciful to other people? Jesus said, blessed are the merciful because they will be shown mercy. And the question is, he's saying that if you're merciful to others, if you forgive others, then you'll be forgiven. But what about the forgiveness that Christ has won for us on the cross? Is our salvation dependent on showing mercy to other people?
خریدن ما یعنی که شسته شدن ما این بوده که همینجوری که ما بخشیده شدیم ما هم ببخشیم.
So my first question is how do you become merciful?
سوال امروز من اینه که ما چجوری باید بخشنده باشیم.
Now the first parts of this message Jesus said blessed are the poor in spirit.
توی اول این چپتر میگه که
that's verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit. And then in verse 4 he just said, blessed are those who weep, blessed are those who cry. And verse 5, blessed are the meek, the humble. Actually, you become merciful by being aware that you need mercy yourself. When you know that your heart is bankrupt, that your heart has nothing left, then you realize you need mercy. If you've learned to repent and feel sorrow for your own sin, and to wait upon God.
اگر یاد بگیریم که تو توبه کنید و این درد رو حس کنید منتظر خدا میشید.
If you've been to the place where you say to God, I need help.
اگر جایی واسطه تو زندگیتون که به خدا میگه من نیاز به کمک دارم.
Then you can have mercy on other people as well.
اون وقتی که میتونید بخشندگی هم به مردم بدید.
Because if you receive mercy from God, then you want to share it with other people.
شما وقتی که شما از خدا بخشندگی رو میگیرید دوست دارید که به بقیه هم بدید.
A broken heart is the heart that is a heart that's full of mercy for others.
قلب شکسته قلبیه که برای همه قلب بخشش داره.
When that person receives mercy from God.
چون اون شخص از خداوند بخشندگی رو گرفت.
If you know that everything you have is a gift from God, then you have compassion on other people.
وقتی که بفهمید که شما از طرف خدا بخشیده شدید برای مردم هم اشتیاق دارید.
But if you're proud in who you are, then you won't show mercy to others.
ولی وقتی غرور داشته باشیم از خودتون خیلی راضی باشیم به کسی بخشیدگیتون نشون.
So to be a person who is merciful to others, you need to be a person who enjoys the mercy of God.
پس بنابراین اگر میخواین بخشنده باشید باید جوری باشه که شما هم بخشید جوری که خدا شما رو بخشیده از اون لذت ببرید. از بخشش خدا لذت ببرید.
Now my second question is what is mercy?
سوال دوم اینه که بخشندگی یعنی چی؟
What is it like to be a merciful person?
چه حسی داره وقتی شما یه آدم بخشنده باشید؟
Jesus gives lots of examples.
مسیح خیلی مثال های مختلف داره.
And we're going to look first of all at Matthew 9 verses 10 to 13. Matthew chapter 9, 10 to 13.
Can
you say that? 9,
10 to 13.
Could you read that?
عیسی بر سر راه خود به یک باشگی به نام متا برخورد که در محل وصل باج و خراج نشسته بود. عیسی به او فرمود بیا و مرا پیروی کن. متا فرمود و فورا برخاست و همراه او رفت. یک روز عیسی و شاگردانش در خانه متا بر سر سفره غذا نشسته بودند. عده ای از باجگیران و اشخاص بنام بدنام شهر نیز مهمان متا بودند. وقتی روحانیون این را دیدند اعتراض کنند به شاگردان عیسی گفتند چرا استاد شما با این قبیل افراد نشسته و برخاست میکنند؟ عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت به این دلیل که افراد سالم احتیاج به پزشک ندارند بلکه بیماران به پزشک نیاز دارند. سپس اضافه کرد بروید کمی در مورد این آیه کتاب آسمانی فکر کنید که میفرماید من از شما هدیه و قربانی نمیخواهم بلکه دلسوزی و ترحم میخواهم. رسالت من در این دنیا این است که گناهکاران را به سوی خدا بازگردانم نه آنانی را که گمان میکنند قادر و مقدسند.
So Jesus is sitting with people and having a meal with them.
مسیح میشینه با اون کسا میشینه با اون عده از علما و باهاش غذا میخوره.
And he's sitting with people who were tax collectors, they were sinners.
با کسایی میشینه که همه باجگیر بودن و گناهکار بودن.
They were unclean people. I think you say najis.
آدمای نجس بودن.
And the religious people said, why are you eating with all these unclean people?
و آدمای روحانی بهش گفتن که شما چرا دارید با این عده از آدم غذا میخورید؟
And Jesus said, if you're well, you don't need a doctor.
مسیح بهشون گفت اگر شما حالتون خوب باشه نیاز به دکتر ندارید.
But if you're sick, then you need a doctor.
ولی اگر مریض باشید نیاز به دکتر دارید.
He said, I'm the doctor and I'm here with the sick people.
بهشون گفت که من دکترم و من الان با مریضام.
And that's where I should be, he said.
و این جاییه که من باید باشم.
And he says to them, go and learn that I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
و بهشون میگه که بروید.
This is verse the middle of verse 13, I think.
رسالت من در دنیا این است که گناهکاران را به سوی خدا بازگردانم نه آنان را که گمان میکنند قادر و مقدسند.
This is a verse from the book of Hosea chapter 6. Hosea, what's Hosea?
کسی بودن Hosea.
Hosh.
Yusha.
I don't know, it's a book in the Old Testament.
It's probably
it's a verse from the Old Testament.
یه verse از Hosea از نشون.
And God says to the people, your love is like the dew on the grass. The water that falls on the grass.
Shabnam.
Your love is like that. It's wet for an hour and then it's gone. And he's saying, you are all trying to be religious, you're doing all your religious duties. But you don't know how to love. Your love is gone so quickly. As soon as the sun comes, it's gone. And he's saying, I want you to love each other, not just to be sacrificing and doing religious things. Jesus saw these sinners that he was eating with as people who needed love. And actually, the ones that was they were spiritually sick, so he needed to bring medicine to them.
اونا در اصل روحانی خیلی ضربه دیده بودن پس بنابراین دارو رو نیاز داشتن.
All the religious people saw was some problem with religious purity.
و چیزایی که دیندارا دیدن این بود که یه شخصی بود که فکر می‌کرد دیندارا ولی یه مشکلی داشتن.
They were just applying rules.
ولی اونا در اصل فقط داشتن قانون رو
But Jesus was loving them from the heart.
اما مسیح اونا رو در اصل از قلبش دوست داشت.
Let me give you another example.
بزن یه مثال دیگه به شما بدم.
This one is Matthew 23. Verse 23 to 24. Jesus is warning the religious people.
Read
it for us. 23 to 24. Chapter 23, verse 23 and 24.
وای به حال شما، ای علمای دینی و فریسیان، ریاکار، شما حتی در یک محصول نعنا و شیبید و زیره باغچه‌تان را زکات می‌دهید. اما از طرف دیگر مهمترین احکام خدا را که نیکویی، گذشت و صداقت از فراموش کرده اید. شما باید ده یک را بدهید ولی احکام مهمتر خدا را نیز فراموش نکنید. ای اصا کشهای بود که بشر از صافی میگذرانید ولی شطور را میبرید.
So Jesus is saying to the religious leaders, he's saying, you tithe your herbs. Like if you have mint, you make sure 10% of all your mint is given to the temple.
مسئله میزنم یکی اگه مثلا یه نعمه داری 10%شو میدیم به معبد.
But he said, you don't show justice.
ولی شما هیچ عدالت نشون
نمیدید. You're not kind to the poor.
با کسایی که فقیرن خوب رفتار نمیکنید.
And he says in English it says you strain out a gnat but you swallow a camel.
به انگلیسی که بهشون گفتم میگه که پشه را
Let me explain it. He says you want to remember that straining a gnat and swallow a camel.
که پشه را از صافی میگذرانید ولی شطور را میبرید.
So he's saying if a little insect gets into your glass, you have to take it out because it would be religiously impure if you drink that
water.
But you eat a whole camel in one go. He says you don't know what love is like. You don't know how to show mercy. In English we call this a hypocrite, someone who's a hypocrite.
به تو انگلیسی به این شخص میگن هیپوکریت، یک کسی که مثلا
He says you waste your time on small trivial things but you're not committed to loving other people.
وقتتون رو روی چیزهای کوچیک طرف میکنید ولی روی چیزهای اصلی هیچ تمرکزی ندارید.
If you want to be merciful you need to go for the important things, loving your neighbors yourself, not for the trivial things.
اگر میخواید باشید باید به چیزهای مهم توجه کنید مثل دوست داشتن همسایه‌تون.
Another famous example Jesus gives of mercy is this. This is the story of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan man who was a good man. It's chapter 10 of Luke. We won't read it because it's too long. But I'll tell you the story.
ولی داستان نمیخونیمشون خیلی درازه ولی داستانش بازم
A lawyer, a religious leader came to Jesus
یک لیدر سردار دینی اومد پیش مسیح
I don't know what you call that, like an Ayatollah or someone like that came to Jesus.
I think they understood.
And he says, what can I do to get eternal life? And Jesus says, well, what does the law say? And the man says, you should love the Lord with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your strength.
خدا رو با کل قلبت و روحت و قدرتت دوست داشته باش.
And all your mind.
و کل ذهنت.
And you should love your neighbor as yourself.
و همسایت هم مثل خودت دوست داشته باش.
And Jesus says that's great. You just do that and you'll get eternal life.
و مسیح بهش گفت عالی همون انجام بدی زندگی بعدی هم داری.
And but then he said, well, who's my neighbor?
و بهش گفت که از مسیح پرسید که همسایه من.
And tell me I have to love my neighbor as myself.
بهش میگه که تو به من میگی که من همسایه‌مو باید مثل خودم دوست داشته
باشم. Do I have to love Brahman as well?
باید روحن هم دوست داشته باشم.
Does it have to love everybody?
باید همه رو دوست داشته باشم.
Anyway, so Jesus tells him a story.
مسیح بهش داستان.
And it's the story of the Samaritan man who was attacked by thieves and robbers and he was lying almost dead by the side of the road.
داستان یه مردی بهش میگه که توی یک راه بهش حمله میشه و زخمی میشه.
Now the Jews hated the Samaritans, and the Samaritans hated the Jews.
Yahudiya Samaritans, kissing the Samaritans. As Samaria, but it's Yahudiya Samaria, but it's only matter of Samaria and Yahudiya.
This is a story about a Samaritan man.
In the Dasan Damur, the Samaria.
And a number of Jewish people went past.
و خیلی از اشخاص یهودی این مرد رو دیدن و ازش گذشتن.
Religious people went past.
آدمانی دینی ازش گذشتن.
And they saw him lying there, broken on the road.
و می‌دیدنش که اونجا زخمی و شکسته.
They just went around the other way to keep away from him.
و از بغلش دور زدن و رفت.
They were thinking, oh, maybe there's a robber that will beat me up too, so I'm going to move quickly through here.
می‌گفت که شما گفتن که ممکن یه دوز دیگه هم باشه که من همین کار با من انجام بدم.
And then finally, this man is lying there on the road, and finally someone comes past. Actually, sorry, it's a Jewish man lying on the road. I didn't say that right. It's a Jewish man lying on the road, and these Jewish leaders come past, and they don't help him.
گفت که یادش رفته یک شخص یهودی بوده که روی زمین بوده و زده بودنش و همون یهودی هم از کنارش رد می‌شدنش.
And then a Samaritan man comes past. He would normally not be friends with this man on the road.
و یک مرد سامری از کنارش رد میشه که معمولاً باش ممکنه هیچ دوستی هم نداشته باشه.
And this Samaritan man, he stops and he takes the broken man, he puts him on his donkey, he takes him to an inn, to a hotel.
And he says, "Hey, why is it that we're not just going to let you go? We're going to let you go."
And he pays for him to stay in the hotel. He pays for the medicine. He helps him recover.
We went to the hotel and pulled the hotel shop, pulled everything from him that he was
going to. And he says to the man who owns the hotel, "Just give everything he needs, and later I'll pay you for all his expenses."
و اون شخص به هتل دان یه که بزار اینجا بکنه استراتون خوب بشه من بعد از اون هر شب دم که دوباره خرجش باشه.
And Jesus said, "Who was the neighbor to this man? Who was the one who was kind to this man?"
و مسیح به اون شخص گفت که تو این وضعیت کی همسایه کی بود.
And the person that came to Jesus said, "The one who had mercy on him."
و اون شخصی که جواب داد به مسیح گفت کسی که بخشش داشت.
When you have mercy on someone, you see their pain.
وقتی که به شما بخشش داشته باشی میبینی که شخصی مشکل درد داره.
Feel their pain. You feel them suffering yourself.
درد و اون حس بدی که دارن میرن سمتش رو حس کنی میبینی.
And then you do something practical to help them.
و یه کار عملی انجام میدی که به اونا کمک کنی.
Because mercy is not just theoretical, it's practical.
چون که بخشش فقط یه چیزی نیست که نوشته شده باشه، یه چیزیه که تو عملا باید انجام
بدی. And Jesus is saying, even if this person is an enemy to you, you still want to help.
و مسیح میگه حتی اگر این شخص با شما دشمنی داشته باشه، شما باید کمکش کنید.
You know, so he's saying mercy is caring, is feeling someone's pain. Is being practical, is caring for them even if they are your enemy.
بخشش اینه که شما اگر شخص مشکل داره، درد داره و توی بدیه ولی شما باش دشمنی باید کمکش کنید. این بخشش در عمله.
No, the Bible tells us that God is merciful to us.
تو کتاب مقدس به ما گفته شده که
The Bible tells us that God is merciful to us.
کتاب مقدس میگه که خداوند بخشنده است.
Now that means that God not only forgives our sins, but He has compassion for us.
این فقط اینو نمیگه که خدا بخشنده است، بلکه میگه برای وجود ما اشتیاق داره.
He weeps with us. He feels our pain. God's heart beats for us. And Jesus said we should have mercy because our Father God is merciful. Showing mercy to other people is one of the most important things in life. Now, he's warning us also that sometimes we get distracted by just religious activities and forget about the most important thing. It's not just about singing hymns. It's not just about going to church, although that's really important.
این مسیحیت فقط این نیست که بیایم کلیسا درس مهمه که بیایم ولی کاملا این
It's also about showing mercy to other people.
اینه که به بقیه هم بخشش نشون بدیم.
Now I want to ask an important question. Should a merciful person always show mercy to other people?
میخوام ازتون یه سوال بپرسم. آیا یک شخص بخشنده باید همیشه ببخشه؟
For example, real life is very complicated. Sometimes there are bad things that are done to us or happen.
به فرض مثلا زندگی خیلی تو همه ممکنه یه شخص باشه که یه کاری بدی به ما کرده باشه.
Should you just accept everything that's bad?
آیا باید هر چیزی که بد باشه رو شما قبول کنید؟
For example, suppose you're a Christian and you run a business.
به فرض مثلا شما مسیحی و دارید یه
And you have someone who works for you and they're not doing a good job.
و واسه شما داره کار میکنه و شما واسه شما به خوبی کار نمیکنه.
Should you always forgive them for everything they do that's wrong?
آیا باید همیشه ببخشنشون واسه کاری
که Always be merciful to them.
و همیشه بخشنده باشید.
I don't think so.
فکر نمیکنم.
Because the world is the way it is and sometimes you need to give someone the sack if they don't do the job well.
چون دنیا اینجوریه که بعضی وقتی کسی کارش درست انجام نمیده باید تنبیه بشه.
What if you have a child that's running around and is very naughty?
فرض مثلا این بچه داره که خیلی
Are you just going to accept every single thing the child does?
شما هر کاری که انجام داده رو قبول می‌کنی؟ I guess.
If you want to run out in front of the cars, that's fine. You just do it. I'll forgive you.
اگه بهت خوش بیاد از جلوی ماشین بره.
No, you actually have to set boundaries for children and say, no, you can't do that.
من فکر می‌کنم که باید واسش قانون بذاریم و بهش بگیم که این کارا رو نباید انجام بده.
Sometimes you might even have to have a punishment if the child does something that's really bad.
بعضی وقتا باید تنبیه بشه اگه کارش خیلی بد باشه.
To help them learn what's right and wrong.
که یاد بگیرن خوبی و بدی چیه.
Imagine you're a Christian and you're a judge in a court.
به فرض مثلا شما یه مسیحی توی دادگاه.
You're going to find someone come before you, maybe they did a murder or they stole something, and you're going to have to pass sentence on that person.
یکی میاد جلوتون که یا دزد یا قاتل بعد باید بسش فوت بدی.
What about a church? What if someone in the church is sinning really badly and is causing a lot of harm in the church?
اگر یکی بیاد تو کلیسا شما تو کلیسا بازی به فرض مثلا بیاد داره بد آهنگ
We should be merciful, but there is also a place for discipline, for saying, you can't keep going like this, it's not possible.
واسه این هم قانون هست که اگر یکی داره خیلی شلوغکاری میکنه و بقیه ضربه میزنه باید بهش بگیم که این کارتون درست
نیست. Actually, God is a God of mercy, but he's also a God of justice.
خداوند فقط خدای بخشندگی نیست بلکه خدای عدالت هم هست.
And there is a place for just saying, no, that's wrong, you can't do that.
پس یه جایی هم واسه این هست که باید شما بگی نه درست.
But I tell you, a Christian judge who's merciful, even though they pass sentence, their heart will still be moved by their person's situation.
حتی اگر یه شخصی مسیحی توی قاضی باشه و تو دادگاه یه حکمی رو بده، با اینکه اون حکم داده ولی بازم قلبش تکون خورده.
I might punish my son for doing something wrong, but I'm sad to do that. It doesn't give me pleasure to do that.
به فرض مثلا ممکنه به پسرم یه تنبیهی رو بدم ولی خب این قلب خودم می‌لرزونه. من خوشحال نیستم از این.
Being merciful doesn't mean we have no boundaries or no discipline in our life.
اینکه شما بخشنده باشین در این بلی نمیشه که هیچ قانونی تو زندگی تو
It's an attitude of the heart.
یک شخصیت قلبیه.
Sometimes in a church we have to have a discipline in the church in order to make sure the church is a safe place for everyone.
بعضی وقتا تو کلیسا ما باید قانونهای خودمون رو داشته باشیم، دیسیپلینهای خودمون رو داشته باشیم که کلیسا کلیسای خوبی باشه.
If someone's causing a lot of hurt or harm, then we might need to say, look, probably it's better that you don't come to church because you're not repentant and you're actually hurting a lot of people when you come.
اگر کسی تو کلیسا به کسی کسای دیگه ضربه‌های مختلف بزنه و توبه نکنه و بعد به کار خودش ادامه بده، ممکنه که بهش بگن که شما نمیتونید.
So what does Jesus mean when he says blessed are the merciful for they will receive mercy, they'll be shown mercy.
منظورش از این چیه که میگه که خوشا به حال کسایی که بخشندن به خاطر اینکه بخشیده میشن.
I think if you actually know that your sins are forgiven, if you believe that God has shown kindness to you, then you will show kindness to other people.
من فکر میکنم اگه شما اینو بفهمید که خدا شما رو بخشیده، همینجور شما هم بقیه رو میبخشید.
The proof of a person who's received mercy is that they show mercy to others.
اینکه شما بفهمید یکی بخشنده است و مطمئن بشید که به بقیه همون جوری که با خودشون رفتار شده رفتار میکنه.
The mercy that we show to others is the fruit of the mercy that we've received.
بخشندگی که ما به بقیه نشون میدیم میوه‌ایه که ما خودمون از خدا گرفتیم.
The person that knows that they're forgiven knows how to forgive.
شخصی که بخشیده شده میدونه چجوری ببخشه.
So the fruit of a saved life is a merciful life.
میوه کسی که بخش زندگی که بخشیده شده.
If you're a saved person, then you know how to be merciful.
هم قبلی بفری میوه زندگی کسی که بخشیده شده میوهش تو زندگی خودش به بقیه هم میده.
I had a friend once who had become a Christian.
من یه دوستی داشتم که مسیحی شد.
And I said to him, how did you get? When was the actual point in time that you came to Christ?
و بهش گفتم دقیقاً اون زمانی که به مسیح ایمان آوردی کی بود.
He said, well, it happened one time when I was ironing my shirt.
گفت که این اتفاق زمانی افتاد که من داشتم بیرام داشتم رو جالباسی.
He said, as I was ironing my shirt, I began to think about my mother.
و همینجوری که ببخشید زمانی که داشت اتو داشت تیشرتش اتو کرده بعد یاد مادرش.
He said my mother had been very cruel to me. She had really beaten me and my life was terrible.
میگه که مادرم خیلی با من بد بود، همیشه منو تنبیه میکرد و زندگی من.
He said I had so much pain in my heart and anger towards my mother.
خیلی درد و خیلی ناله داشت به سمت مادرش.
And so his mother was in England. He left England. He came to Australia. He wanted to be as far away from his mother as possible.
مادرش انگلیس با مادرش انگلیس بودن. بعد مادرش رو بکنه از انگلیسی.
And he'd been learning about Jesus.
چون میخواست ازش دور باشه. بعد در مورد مسیح یاد
بگیره. He'd been thinking about what it meant to follow Jesus.
و به این فکر میکنه که چه معنی میده که دنبال مسیح.
He said, as I was ironing my shirt, I remembered my mother.
همینجور میگه که همینجوری که داشتم اتو میکردم به یاد مادرم افتاد.
And he said, I knew I had to call my mother and I had to tell her I forgave her for what she did.
من میدونستم که باید به مادرم زنگ بزنم و بهش بگم تو رو میبخشم واسه کارهایی که بود به من.
He hadn't spoken to his mother for a long time.
گفت که با مادرش خیلی وقت بود که صحبت نکرد.
So he put down his iron.
اتوشو میذاره زمین.
He laid it carefully to one side so he didn't burn his shirt.
میگه که گذاشتش یه جا که گیرانش نسوزه.
He picked up the phone.
تلفن برداشت.
He called his mother.
به مادرش زنگ زد.
And he said, Mum, you were not very kind to me. He said, you hurt me a lot.
و به مادرش میگه که تو با من اصلا خوب نبودی و تو به من خیلی ضربه زدی.
But I'm calling you up to tell you that I forgive you for what you did.
ولی من به تو زنگ میزنم که به تو بگم من تو رو میبخشم واسه این کارهایی که با
And he was standing there and just tears running down his eyes, running down his face.
ساده بود داشت گریه میکرد و عشق از چشاش بود.
And he looked at me and he said, as he told me the story, he said, that's when I became Christian.
و همینجوری که داشت با من صحبت میکرد به من گفت این کاری که داشتم انجام میدم همینجوری مسیحی شدم.
When I forgave my mother, my heart changed.
وقتی که مادر رو بخشیدم قلب منم عوض شد.
He said that's when I knew I was saved.
اون موقع میدونستم که من نجات پیدا کردم.
Because my life had been changed so much.
چون زندگی من خیلی عوض شد.
He said when I showed forgiveness to my mother, I knew God had forgiven.
گفت وقتی که مادرم رو بخشیدم میدونستم که خدا منو بخشیده، بخشندگی رو نشون داد.
Living a life of mercy can be difficult.
زندگی تو بخشش ممکنه سخت باشه.
Sometimes it's hard to know when you should be merciful in practice, or sometimes it's better to impose some kind of discipline or punishment. That's very difficult in practice.
توی عمل توی انجام دادن خیلی سختی که بعضی وقتی چجوری انجامش بدیم کجا خودمون رو کنترل کنیم بعضی میشه.
But Jesus basically said your heart, the fundamental character of your life, must be based on mercy, not on punishment.
شخصیت اصلی در زندگی تو باید روی بخشش و هم بخشش بنا باشه.
And we are called to have a heart of mercy for others.
و ما خود شدیم که قلبی بخشنده برای بقیه داشته باشیم.
You can tell that someone is really a Christian when they show mercy to other people.
میتونیم بگیم که یک شخص خیلی مسیحیه وقتی که بخششش رو به بقیه نشون میده.
And that's the goal that is, you know, meant to be part of our character in our life, that we don't live by revenge or by punishment, but we live by showing mercy to others.
این نقطه و هدفیه که ما می‌خوایم تو زندگیمون بهش برسیم که ببخشیم و هیچ وقت نخواهیم ضربه بزنیم یا یک جوری به یک شخصی ضربه بزنیم.
The Bible says we love because he first loved us.
کتاب مقدس میگه ما عشق می‌ورزیم به خاطر اینکه اون اول به ما عشق ورزید.
Because God has loved us, everything is different.
چون که خدا ما رو دوست داره همه چی فرق می‌کنه.
Let me pray for you.
بزنیم واسه خدا.
Heavenly Father, I pray for us all here.
خداوند من برای یک روح اینجا دعا
می‌کنم.
ما همه به طرزهای مختلف اذیت شدیم.
And this has been hard.
و این راه سخت بود.
It's been painful.
با درد بوده.
Lord, I pray that you just release the gift of mercy on this church.
خداوند از تو می‌خوام که هدیه بخشیدن رو روی این کلیسا بریزی.
Show us how to extend mercy one to another.
به ما نشون بده چجوری بخشندگی رو به یک دیگه نشون بده.
Give us the courage, Lord, to know how to be compassionate and to forgive others.
خداوند به ما این روحیه رو بده که چجوری برای بخشیدن به همدیگه اشتیاق داشته باشیم.
So that we too may know the mercy of God in our lives.
که ما هم بتونیم بخشیدگی خدا رو تو زندگیمون بفهمیم.
In Jesus' name.
در نام یسوع مسیح.
آمین.